Says, Eich kotshe mizbeach chal na kotshe bedek abayis. How could the kedushas mizbeach be chal on kedushas of bedek abayis? So Mishnah says what yimochul tzorcha yerlis, v'yim kein, it's a right of Yechidin, that you were first makdish this animal, you gave the kedushas bedek abayis. If you're going to tell me that that kedusha can never come off it, so how could you sell it to somebody else to use it for korban olam? Like the first kedusha never went off it. When you sell it to somebody else, you like being paid with them. So all the Kedusha goes off it. Therefore, the new person can use it for the Korban Eilah, and with the money you give over to the Bedek Abayis. But if you tell me now you can't be paid with it, how could the next person use it? And the Korban Eilah says, and Tema, the Im Nem, if you're going to tell me, Lo Yotz L'chulin, this Bedek Abayis cannot be go L'chulin, and came the Yerza, but Kedusha's Bedek Abayis Kaiman. This animal always has its Kedusha on it. Abazoy Eich Tanan, how is our Mishnah learn? The Reb Lezem. A person that had a male animal, he was makdish lebedek abayis. So the Mishnah says, according to Reb Lezer, yemachru l'tzorchei zivcha yerlis, sell it to people that want a korban erla, and they can use it for their erla. But the kasher is, if the first kedushas bedek abayis does not go off it, how could you put a new korban erla on it, a new kedushas erla? Hello, my tzaraya, the first kedushas bedek abayis goes off it. When you sell it to that person that gives you money, you're paid with the money that the Kedusha goes totally off the animal. Therefore, the animal is like chulin, and the new person, when he buys it for the purpose of using it for korban olam. This will be a riot to Rabbi Yochanan, that you could be paid the behemah of bedek abayis even though it's tam. Yeah. So the Gemara... Balei mumin, kotshei mizbeach chaloleim. Let's say somebody is makdish a baal mum. You have an animal that's a baal mum, and you makdish it now. So the Gemara is saying now, Yishalmi is saying, kotshei mizbeach chaloleim. The kedusha zaguf, a kotshei mizbeach is chal upon this animal. What's negeitu? Luchuri can't use it for korban. So what's negeitu? So Gemara says, leida mila. What is negeitu? Like leize dover chaloleim kedushas mizbeach. What do we do with it? Like, you can't bring it for korban, it's a baal mum. So what do you mean it's chal kedushas mizbeach on it? And the Gemara legiza lavoida. It means that you can't shear off, you can't use the wool, or you can't work with it. That's called kedushas aguf. And what it means to say is even after you poider it, that's the locha, by psulia amigdoshim, when you poider psulia amigdoshim, since at one time it had a kedushas aguf, you are never allowed to use the giza or use the avoida. That's the chiddush here. This payment that's a baal mum. When you mark the shit for the bedek and for the mizbeach, it's chalak dusha so strong that even later when you poider it, you're still not allowed to use the giza, the wool, or you can't use it for work. You could only be poider with the shechta to use it to eat it, but not to work with it. But if it only would have been a kedusha's bedek abayis, then when you poider it, his mamish goes out l'chud l'gamri. So this man yamahol, the Gemara is holding now, you could be makdish or baal mum, and it has a kedusha's mizbeach on it. Gemara, what about hifrish nekevel elosay? What about somebody who's mafresh on the keva for his korban oila? Which the chur is not chal, because you can't bring a female for an oila. An oila is only from a zocher. Or else la piskai. Somebody was makdish in a keva for his korban pesach, which is also not chal. A korban pesach is only a zocher. Uli yashamai for korban oshim, which is also only a zocher, not in a keva. So what's the loch? He took this nekeva, this female animal, and he was makdish for one of these three purposes. It is the loch oise tmura. The Tanakama goes to Shitosai, just like he says by a baal mum, the kedushas aguf is chal, who are then by an akeva for these things also it's chal kedushas aguf, and you could even make tamura. If you take another animal and say haray zu kizu, it's like a chal adin tamura on the next animal. In other words, chal kedushas aguf on this akeva. Even though you can't bring it for korban, still it's chal kedushas aguf on it. Yeah, the Shimon Naiman, no. Li'aylosai oise tamura. If you're meant to take the Abnekeva, the female, for a korban olam, then he's made the kedushas chal on it, and you could make a tzmura from it. Ma'ashenka the pitzchay la shamay ain oise tzmura. But if you only took the Abnekeva, and you had in mind to make it for korban pesach or a korban oshim, then it's not chal at all. It has no kedushas aguf, and you can't make a tzmura. Hey, there's a difference between for the purpose of an olam or the purpose of a pesach and an oshim. We'll soon see what the difference is. That's the standard of Shimon. Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda Reimer, Mishum Rabbi Shimon, the name of Rabbi Shimon, that Lailosa Lepischa Lashomai Eina Yaisa Tamur. He holds no. It's not Chal Kedushas Aguf at all. If you took this female and you said it should be for Korban Oila or it should be for a Pesach or for an Oshem, since they can't come from the Kevois, it's not Chal at all. There's no kedushas aguf chal. It's only like a regular bedek abayis, and you can't make no tumur on it. So the kitzel, you have three way machlokes here. You have with Tanakam learned that for any one of these three purposes, when you makdish in the kever for any one of these three purposes, it's chal kedushas aguf on the kever, and it could make tumura. Reb Shimon said only for an oila and not for a pesach and an oshim, and Reb Shimon Ben Yehuda said it's not chal for any one of these purposes. Now what's the machlokes? Amr Reb Yechman, time of the Reb Shimon. What's Reb Shimon's chilik between a korban oila and a pesach and an oshim? That if you made this nekeva for a korban oila, it's chal the kedushas aguf. But for pesach not, he says shekain matzino nekeva ba'oif k'sheira lava yoilam, because there is a case that for korban oila could be kosher with a nekeva. You know what? By birds, when you want to bring an oif, a bird for korban oila, there the Torah didn't make any chilik between the nekeva. Like we say, the zachrus was only said by behema, not by oifis. His oifis have no din mum and have no din zachrus. Was only said by animal and not by behemoth. Like I said, Yom Amar, Tamos v'zachris, the behemoth, v'yein Tamos v'zachris v'yoyf. There's no law when you bring a carbon oil from an oif, from a bird, that it has to come from a zocher, it has to be a tam. It could even be a baal mum, it could even be in a kevon. So the kid says, since in a kevon has some shaykhis to a carbon oil, how called upon it by the bird, therefore by the animal also. If you take the kevon of an animal and make it for an oil, it's chal kdush saguf on it. Even though you can't use it to bring for carbon oil, but kedushas aguf is chal on it, and a chapa nafmin you can make tumur on it. That's from Shimon Svara. Ma'ashen came for a pesach for noshim. There's no way in the world that he could bring it for an akeva, from an akeva, therefore it's not chal the kedush at all. The Yom Rabbi Yechanan, time of Shimon ben Yehuda, what's his time to say no kedush is chal at all? Because imin b'minoi hu cholik olov, we'll soon see Rabbi Yehuda says a bigger kiddush, that even the same type of imin, Lamoshal, a carbon pesach is only brought 1 year old. Let's say you take a 2 year old animal and say he raises the kedushas pesach, even though it's a zocher. He old is not chal at all. So even though it's the same min, it's a zocher. But since it's too old, it's not chal at all. So the Gemara is saying, kol shechein, min b'shein aminay. For sure, in our case, we understand why Rabbi Yehuda says nothing is chal. If you take this nekeva and say he raises the pesach, he raises the oila, since in the cave of a chlal is not the right min for the animal, pshita no kedushas chal at all. And now, ezeo min b'minoi, where's the case that he says even by min b'minoi, you have the right male, you have the right zocher animal, still nothing is chal? Shucholok olov, chihoda detani, we learned like this. Oshon ben shona. The locher is, the least certain oshomais have to come from 1 year old. The heavy ben shtayim, by mistake you brought a 2 year old animal. Or else ben shtayim, certain Hashemas is supposed to bring the Dafka 2 year old animal. Levi ben Sholish, and you brought a 3 year old animal, is La Yotza. Tanakam says you're not Yotza, the carbon is not Chal at all. Now, Reb Shimon Aimer, Kolatzman and Kedushin. Shimon says the bigger Kiddush, that it's not even Chal Kedush at all. No Kedush is Chal at all. You see, Reb Shimon holds what? That even though it's the same min, it's Mamish or Zohar, but since it's too old, no Kedush is Chal at all. So for sure in our case, when you take an akeva and you want to make it into a korban oil or to a pesach or to an oshim, that bechlal is not the right min, no kedusha is chal at all. Not even to make a tumura, no kedusha is guf is chal at all. That these are the three machloikisim. Maramah Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yeshua, Shneim Amru Dabar Echad. They're both saying the same thing. As Rabbi Yeshua now Mishnah says that when you makdish the animals, you meant to give it over to the mizbeach. Kama the Rabbi Yeshua Amar nekeva liyola lekitcha elahegdish domim. Came Rabbi Shimon Amar nekeva liyola lekitcha elahegdish domim. And where do we have this Rabbi Yeshua? It's not this. Where do we have this Rabbi Yeshua? It's like this. The Kol Tagan Karatin. Rabbi Yeshua the Mastis in the Yomar is nekevais yemochu tzarche zivche shlomim. The Yavi B'dimeyem Oila. As Yeshua's svara was, when you makdish the animals, so they have to go for the Mizbeach. So if you have Nekevus, you have to sell them the Tzarchei Shlomim, and with the money you buy a Korban Oila. So as if to say, what Nekevah, Li'oila, Lo'ikitche, Ela Hegdish Domim, that when you makdish this Nekevah, now, so Yeshua's svara, the Mishnah is, when you makdish in the chosim stam, if you have animals, you're meant to say they should be kodesh v'gamri l'Hashem. You're meant to say the whole animal should go on the mizbeach. That's why the nekev which you can't drink for korban shlomim, because the shlomim, not the whole thing goes on the mizbeach. By shlomim, some part is eaten by the kanim, by the bailim. See, Rabbi Shua says, what do you do? This nekev now, you have to make it into an oila. Now, it itself can't be an oila. So what you have to do is sell the money, sell the animal for a shlomim, and with the money you buy a korban oila. So you see what? That when you're making a kever for an oila, it's not chal kedush at all, but rather sell it, and just with the money you buy a korban oila. As Kain Reb Shimon Omar, nekev l'yela l'kitcha l'hegdish domin. When you're mounting in a kever for the purpose of being a korban oila, it's not chal any kedush zaguf on the animal. Therefore, you have a right to sell the animal right now, even though it's a tam, and with the money you could buy kabonis with it. You only meant to be mounted domin. Because in time of kodesh, kedush zaguf. Because if you're going to tell me that when you makdish this animal, the keva, even though you want it to be a korban oila, it's chal the kedusha zaguf, how does the Mishnah say you're allowed to sell it to somebody to use it for korban shlomim? Is yiru? You should have had a first wait till you pasture it in the fields, until it becomes a balmum, and then you could first be poidur it. Because if this nekeva now, when you went to be makdish it, you meant to bring it for korban oila, it's chal the kedusha zaguf on it, so you can't sell it to somebody to bring for korban shlomim, because once it's chalak dush saguf on it, you can't get off the dush saguf until first it becomes a balmum. So it's a raya in the Mishnah. Rabbi Shu holds no, that even though you makdish this nekeva, you meant to make it for korban olam, but we say no kedush saguf is chal on it at all. Therefore, you're allowed to sell it the way it is right now to somebody to use it for korban shlomim, even though it's a tam you could be poyder it, and with the money you use to buy a korban olam. So Rabbi Shu and Rabbi Shimon both say the same svara. And when you makdish in a keva, no kedush saguf is chal on it at all, only a kedush is damim. Omar Rebbe, Rebbe says, Ani roya zibri Rebbe Shimon bepesach. I like any roya as zibri Rebbe Shimon bepesach. I don't like what Rebbe Shimon says about like for korban pesach. Rebbe Shimon says about korban pesach, if you took in a keva and said it should be a pesach, no kedush is chal at all. So Rebbe argues and says, Shamoisa pesach bosh damim. He'll swear no. Lechura about if left over korban pesach becomes a shlomim, so b'zoi, when you're makdish in a keva to be for korban pesach, it should be chal the kedusha on it, because for shlomim the keva is roi. So since a pesach has shaychus to a shlomim, which could be brought for a keva, when you're makdish in a keva for a pesach, there also some kedusha should be chal on it. Just like we said before, by the oila, since by oila's haif you can bring in a keva, by oila's fame also it's chal kedusha. Here also, since a korban pesach could come out to be a shlomim, and a shlomim is from a keva, so when you put in a keva to be a korban pesach, something should be chal. For leima in an iroyas dibri Rebbe Shimon b'yoshim. So if you're asking the question about a korban pesach, you should also ask about a korban oshim also. You should have said you don't like Rebbe Shimon's chat about a korban oshim. Why not? She'amoisa oshim bo'ayla. Because the leftover money from a korban oshim goes for an oila. And you're telling me now by a korban oila, since the birds come from an akeva, so an akeva has shaykhis to korban oila, and an oshrim has shaykhis to korban oila, because the leftover korban oshrim goes for korban oila. So b'zoi, an akeva should have shaykhis to korban oila, a korban oshrim also. Just like you say an akeva has shaykhis to korban pesach, because a meiser pesach is bo shlomim, a meiser oshrim is bo oila, and an oila sometimes in the akeva is brought by the birds. So an akeva has shaykhis to an oshrim also. And the Gemara posture the chilek. Ein gufa korv oila. Shemay sashem oila. Yom Rav Avin im hegdish pesach boshlamim gufa korv shlam. There's no tushyam. By the korban pesach was left over after pesach, the actual korban itself, the guf of the animal, you're allowed to bring for korban shlamim. That's why we say in the keva has shaychus to pesach. Abim hegdish oshem. But when you makdish this oshem bo oila, does it itself become oila? Ein gufa korv oila. The goof of the korban oshim doesn't come from noila. It's halacha, you have to be yerora shistoivu. You have to wait for the meister of oshim to get a balmum and you poyder it. And with the money you buy a korban oila. But since the animal of the oshim itself never comes from noila, that's why oshim never has shaykhah to an akeva. Mashenka, the korban pesach itself sometimes comes from a shlomim, which a shlomim comes from an akeva, it's considered an akeva as shaykhah for korban pesach. The more my kedoyim. In other words, my kedoyin means claim, but what's the machloekas between Reb Shimon and Reb Lezer? What's the machloekas between Reb Shimon and Reb Lezer? Yeah. My kedoyin, what's this machloekas? Hein Omar Hegdish Domin, Hegdish. One says when you meant to be, and what's Machoikas like in our Mishnah, between Hegdish, between Reb Lezer and Reb Shimon, that one says when you meant to be Maktashit, you meant to be Maktashit Ledomin, that's all. The Hein Omar Hegdish Gufin, and not in our Mishnah. Chumi is left Machoikas here. The command was Michael and Shalom was, but my plea is on account of Reb Shimon. In the case we take to the cavus and you mark the shit loyla, is a chal the kedusha or not? What's the machlokes? So hinom and one says tanakam is sova kedusha is domim kodesh. You only meant to make a kedusha domim on it. Afilu ain't a well kedusha domim. I said tamura, still a chal tamura. Why? The migu the nacht like kedusha domim kodesh nami kedusha saguf. That's the tanakam is svarim. Even though this is not roy, it's a balmum or it's in the cavum, it's not roy. So you only meant to be mark the shit for domim. So that's the klal. Migo that it's chal kedushas domim, automatically it's chal kedushas aguf on it. Negate to what? That tamura could be chal. That's the Tanakama. That's the Tanakama. And the Shimon holds not like that. The lashon here is behein Omar hegdish guf vay hegdish. The Shimon savane in dafke hegdish kedushas aguf. Metchilu the kodesh luria ulu tamura. Abudushas domim loyd larmin amigo. The Shimon does know from migo. Here you took this Balmum, or you took this Akevum, that's not Roy for the Kedusha, it's not Chal at all, he doesn't know from Migo. It's only Chal of Kedusha's Domim, that's all or nothing more. So the Machlekes is, do you say Migo, that's Chal of Kedusha's Domim, automatically it's Chal of Kedusha's Aguf, or you don't say that slur. That's the Machlekes. Mar Rab Zeyra, B'Shem Rab Shimon Ben Lokish. Time of Rab Yeshua. What's the time of Rab Yeshua back to our Mishnah? That Rab Yeshua in the Mishnah says, When a person has makdish the animal, even though he only set it down, he meant to give it over to the mizbeach, and mele it has to be brought for korban oila. Well, because the pasuk says like this: Davar el aroin v'yabonov v'yakol b'nei Yisrael v'yamatzur aleihem ish ish mibeis Yisrael asher yakrov l'Hashem l'yoila. To bring a korban oila is hakel korav loila. Everything you want could come for korban oila. Anything you want comes for korban oila. Lirat Seinchem, Tomim Zohar, Korban Oila. Hakol, Hashem Loila. Hakol Korb Loila. Lirat Seinchem, Tomim Zohar, Mizvinai Nafil Nakavis. How do we know we even Makdish in a Kavah that also has a Dushas Aguf on it? Talmud Loima, the Pasik says, Ba Bokar, Lirabis as Nakavis. That even when you Makdish in a Kavah, Stam, you also meant to give it for Dushas Oila. That's why Rabbi Shua says in the Mishnah, when a person was makdish in the kavis, what does he have to do with it? To bring it for korban oila itself, you can't, because the kavis doesn't come from oila. So you have to sell it to someone that wants to use it for shlomim, and with the money you get, you buy a korban oila. So you see, when you're makdish in the kavis tam, you also mean the shina abakdushas to be used for a korban oila. How do we know that? From this pasuk, tamalim ba'boiker ba'bokor l'rabbis es nekavis. So that's his pshat. That anytime you want to be makdish tam animals, it has to go for korban oila. Because the mile of a carbon oiler is kulul Hashem. You want the whole thing to be put on the mizbeach, not to have part to be eaten and part to be put on the mizbeach. We have Yitzchak Beri Ablezer Shoyel. Siv Zohar V'yata Mata Babok L'Rabbis Is Nekevois. He asked the question. The pasuk says clearly, Da'abra L'Arma Bono V'yav Kobnei Yisrael V'yamata L'Oyim V'yavish Yisrael Shadak L'Shem Oilo. They said L'Rishon Chem Tomin Zohar. The pasuk clearly L'Rishon Chem Tomin Zohar. He says clearly we're talking about a Zohar. So how could you say from the word Baboker is coming to include even the Kavim? Like it's Maked from the Pasuk. So he answers back, that's not Shver. The Pasuk says clearly, Dafkur Atam, or the animal's Atam. The Yatomat, you're telling me a Drosha, Baboker, the Rabbis Bali Mumim. You see, it could be Mamber Bali Mumim. So even though the Pasuk says Mum, Tam, still with the Drosha we say it includes also a Balmum. Here also, even though the pasuk is clearly a zocher, with an extra pasuk of babokar, we say it even means the cave also. The Gemara may benayu. What's the chilul between both of them? And the Gemara, Rav Oma shavto de dachtucha b'neyin. There's a chilul if somebody is makdish like a needle that they use to weave with. There are tainu eitz horgan, a wood that people use to weave with. That's the machlekes. There's a big chilul that the cavers. What's the chilul between the cavers and balmum? That's really the question. How come by an akeva we say the kedushas aguf is chal on it, but a balmum the kedushas is not chal? So saying there's a big difference between an akeva and a balmum. Because the akevas are koponim, are roilim is beach korban acher.
even though in a keva can't come for an ayla, but in a keva could be for karmi shlomim. So in a keva has shaykhah to the keturim mizbeach, that's why kedusha zaguf is chal on the kevas. Mashenkin balimumim are not shaykh for anything, that the chal can't be put on the mizbeach, therefore they have no kedusha at all. That's the chilut between balimumim and the keva. We have lezer waimei yimachru. Rav Elazar says in the Mishnah what you have to sell them.
Yeah, this was by the end of the Mishnah that Rav Elazar said, Yimachu l'sorchi oisi hamin, that if you have somebody has wine or oil or birds in his rishus and he's makdish them, Rav Elazar says you have to sell them for the tzorchi oisi hamin v'yavu b'dimeyam oilis, and with the money of it you bring the carbon oil. Mashma though, but if you have birds, you cannot bring the birds themselves for the carbon oil for an oifus, but rather you have to sell them for people that want to use them for a carbon, and then with the money you have to bring a carbon oil. Well then if you have yenus, you have wine or oil, you have to sell it for people that would use it for their mincha, for their nesachim, and with the money you bring it for the carbon oil. So Gemara says now, Reb Avua b'shem b'shem b'lokish, time of the Reb Elazar, what's the time of Reb Elazar? That even though you markish the birds, we say the birds themselves cannot be used for a carbon oil, even though usually oifos could be bought, you could have a carbon oil, but here these birds cannot be used for the carbon oil itself, but rather you have to sell them, and with the money you bring a carbon oil. Why? Because the pasuk says, "Dabur al aron v'yabonov, asher yakrivo l'Hashem lo'ilo." So we darshin ha'koyol karav oil. Is everything that you're makdish, you have to use it for a carbon oil. Le'ritz soinchem tomim zocher. So we darshin yochol afilu oifos. Maybe even if somebody is makdish a bird, and he says, "Tam harezul lehegdish." He means to say, even the birds also should go for carbon oil. Talmud Leima, the pasuk says, "Baboker, an animal." We dash in v'loy oifis, and not birds. In other words, when you makdish in a chosum stam, that we say it should be used for a carbon oil, it means it should be sold, and with the money buy an animal for carbon oil, and not to use the bird itself for the carbon oil. Gemara says now, Rabbi Yirmiyah, Rabbi Bun Bar Chiya, have the yasivin they were sitting. The Amrin, and they said, the Amrin Taman, they said like this. They asked like a question, really. Taman Omer Rabbi Yechanan, before Rabbi Yechanan said, time of the Rabbi Shimon, Shekein Nekeva, Sheboyev Kesheira, Lava Yerla. Before Rabbi Yechanan explained, what's the time of Rabbi Shimon? That he says, if you take a Nekeva, a female animal, and say, Harei Zula Oila, so we say, it's Chala Kedusha Saguf on the animal, and there is a Din Tumura. Why? Even though the Nekeva is not Roy for Karban Oila, so Rabbi Yechon was mazba because a koponim and a keva could be brought for a carbon oil by an oif. By oifus, if you have birds, you want to make them up for carbon oil, even a keva could be a carbon oil. So since a keva has shaykhah to carbon oil, that's why when you make a keva, even though you meant to make it, it's an animal now, and an animal cannot be brought for the carbon oil, but a koponim gedush is chal. That was Rabbi Yechon and Tezba before. And the koi omar hochin. And here Rabbi Yechon says like this. Here Rabbi Yechanan says that the pshat from Rabbi Elazar now Mishnah is when somebody is makdish the oifos has no kedusha on it at all. It only has kedushas domim the oifos. Therefore, you're allowed to sell them, and with the money you bring a korban oila. So Akum, he says before, if you makdish the nekeva, it has a kedushas aguf. And here he says if you makdish the oifos, the birds, you only mean to make it a kedushas domim and not a kedushas aguf. In other words, what's the difference? Why by a nekeva for a korban oila we say it is chal kedushas aguf? And when somebody is makdish to oifos, the birds, we say it means to go for korban oil, which has to be brought for an animal, and therefore it has no kedusha at all. So Gemara answers, Omer Reb Yosi. Omer Reb Yosi, Kaimasei, Ki ho di Omer Reb Shmuel. I tell you that Pshat for now, Mishnah, Reb Elazar, goes according to Reb Shmuel. They said over B'Shem Reb Ziri, that kol she'enu yecholu likorev, loy hi v'loy domer, as anything that you're makdish, that it itself cannot be brought for a carbon. And no abdin it's domin. You cannot sell it and use the money for it and buy a carbon with it. Like kitcha. Nothing at all is chal. Ela hegdish domin. There's no kedushas aguf at all. It's only chal kedushas adomin. That's all. And that's the pshat by birds, like we'll soon see. V'yato marta yoyis. And you said very good. Because the pshat is like this. La hakriv einat yochel. You can't use these birds like if somebody was makdish is nechosim. And he had birds in it. So we say now the birds you cannot bring for carbon oil itself. Why? Because he had the post before the siv babokor for lo yoifis. That is if you makdish in a chosim stam, so the animal should go for carbon oil, we dash him before only babokor, only the animals go directly for the Korban Olam. But the birds cannot go directly for the Korban Olam. So now, Lif Doison, what do you want to do with these birds? You want to be paid to them. Is they not Yochel? If you tell me now it's Chala Gedusha Zaguf on the birds, that's the locha by birds that has no pigeon. Hey, Lif Doison, ain't Yochel, you can't be paid to birds. She'ein li oif pigeon, that's a klal, that by birds, once it has a Gedusha Zaguf, you cannot be paid to it, even if it has a mum. Because there's no din mum by oifis. Therefore, you can't be paid to them. Is lufum kain, therefore, sarach memu, you have to say, loy kitcha, elok dushas domim, that bechla, when somebody's makdish the birds, he only meant to give dushas domim on the birds. That's why the Mishnah says, you're supposed to sell the birds, because it only has dushas domim, and with the money you get, you bring a korban oil from it. Mashenkem, when you makdish in the keva, on the keva, there we say, it could be chalak dushas aguf on the keva, even though it itself is not cover for the korban oil, but since you could be poyder it, therefore, it's chal kedushas aguf on the nekevim that you made for a korban olam. The Gemara chavrayu b'shem Reb Yechanan, Reb Avoy ba'anagri omakumi Reb Ila. He said in front of Reb Ila, b'shem Reb Yechanan, taima dehin tanya. What's the reasoning for this next Mishnah that we learned? It says like this: we dashin the pasuk says v'im kol behema tumeya asher yakrivu mimenu korban Hashem. Any behema tumeya that you want to bring for korban, for shaitzach, a behema tumeya is not called the grusha on it. It only has grusha's dumim on it, and you have to sell it. Is ma tamulayma tumeya? What does the pasuk mean to say a korban tumeya? It's tummy. Elo afilu tumeya b'yosi Hashem. Means to say even if it's only tumeya, means it's not roi for this thing that you want to make it for. So the Mefarshim say what it means to say is he wants to say a hezber that aliba de Reb Shimon, that we learned before, that Amafish Nekevali Erlo Yashem La Pesach, Eina Oysa Tzmura. Before we had a name of Reb Shimon, that if somebody is Makdish in a Kevim, a female animal, for an Ola, or for a Pesach, or for an Oshem, nothing is Chal at all. And the reasoning is like this din, because we dash in the Pesach, Behemoth Temeya is not Chal the Gedushas Aguf at all. What does Temeya mean? Not literally a Behemoth Temeya, but rather anything that's Tomei Boisa Hashem that it can't be brought, like in a Kevim, can't be brought for an Ola, or for a Pesach, or for an Oshem. But the kasha, the kasha in Yubador, k'siv hemed v'herach. The pasuk says at the end, you have to make an erach. You have to evaluate how much it's worth and like sell it. So the question is, if it's a behemoth tahirom, you don't have to make an erachin on it. It's a behemoth that's a tam, that's a full. You know, there's no din hamada v'racha. His hemed v'racha only goes in an animal that he can't be carve at all. Therefore, Reb Zeira b'shem Reb Loza lo yom aken. He didn't learn like this. El the pasuk means v'im kol behemoth tumeya shalikrivu mimeno korban Hashem. That means kol shein ruyli korev loikand lebemokem acher is eino oisa tzmura. It has to be such an animal that has no kedusha at all, any place. Yotz in the keva mashenken in the keva liyela. Even though you made in the keva now for the korban elo, afo pi shein ruyli korev kan abe ruyli korev mokem acher. True, you can't use it in the keva for korban elo, but in the keva could be brought for some other korbanos. Therefore, it does not apply to this pasuk. And another raya for this is Rabbi Oven v'Rabun boyi kumen Reb Zeira haray haroyv of Yanirva. If you have animals that had lived together, shein and ruyin lekarev, you can't bring it for korban. Lekand lebemokam acher, no place could you bring it for korban. V'ray hein oisin tamura, still it's chal dushas aguf on them. So amalun afani miyoso lo yamartel tameya mamish. The pshat from this pasuk is a behemah tameya. That's not chal dushas at all. The kasha b'dolak siv behemah v'herach, and have a raya because the pasuk says behemah v'herach. Mashenkin other behemoths that are not a tumeya, even though it's a rabbi of a nirva, there we say it is chal the gedushas aguf on them, and therefore it's chayach the shayach adin tumura. We're doing it for also on the keva, since it could be brought someplace else, it's like a chal gedushas aguf on the keva. So from this pasuk would not be a right to the price before that says according to Reb Shimon that when you makdish in the keva, no kedusha is chal at all. In other words, like this pasuk is not talking about on the keva, which cannot be kosher for an oila. No, since the animal in the keva could be brought someplace else, avada could be it is chal kedushas aguf on the keva. The pasuk is only talking about a behemoth tumeya like lemosh lebal mum that's not brought anywhere. There we say that it's not chal kedushas aguf on it, and it's only chal kedushas domim. And when you're poyder it, is the adin from hamadav harocha. Right, we'll stop here.